Blog Talk Radio. Time to awaken.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey,
Ronnie,
everyone.
You there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We are live and we are on air.
Great. That's awesome. It's a big evening this evening. It's Battle of the Football. If anybody out there is a football fan, I am. Browns versus the Bengals. And it's all over Facebook. So, no, I don't have any insight for that, and I wouldn't give it to anyone because I would like to have everybody surprised at what happens this evening at the Bengals and Browns games. But I am a Browns fan, if that tells anybody anything. So, have to be. How are you, Iggy?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just a little bit under the weather, but I'm trying to pull myself back together.
Okay. Well, I hope you feel better. I think that there's a lot of stuff going around the head and the chest right now because the temperatures have changed and everything. But the show tonight, it's called Wings, and if any of the callers would like to call in and ask one question, they're very welcome to. We're going to try to keep it at one question tonight and move on to the next caller. From there, if you know you're not sure about what we're talking about on the explanation of it, feel free to ask an extension of that question. That won't be a problem. And I would like to go ahead and start if we have anybody on. Right now.
Sounds good.
Okay.
When you hear the mute, when it says unmuted, that means you are on the air.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
What is your first name?
Amy.
Amy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Wow. Did you have nice weather today?
It was nice.
Oh, that's great. And you seem to be a little bit under the weather. Let me ask you a question before you say anything else about where you're living at right now. Are you happy where you're living at?
Not exactly.
Okay. Is this a house, Amy? Can I ask that? Or was it a house sort of maybe split in the middle? I feel like the house that you're in is split in the middle. Does that make sense to you? Or the apartment is like split in the middle for some reason. Does that make sense to you?
It's a newer house. It's 10 years old. It was refinished in the basement, so.
And, but I feel like your home, that means your heart, is split in the middle.
Yes.
Okay. Is there something in particular that you would like to ask this evening that I can help with? And we'll call upon the angels to see what we can do.
Yes. I wanted to see, do you see a, how can I put this? My relationship with my husband isn't very well, and I think if we split up, it'll get very ugly, and I'm worried that I will not, that I will lose my children.
I feel like there's been a lot of stress there and a lot of control. Sometimes, as we should do in this world with relationships, it should be equal, and communication should always be kept open with one another. And sometimes that gets disregarded, especially when finances occur and they build a little bit, and then each one takes a role in their life. It seems like you have been kind of the underdog of the situation here, and have sort of let him take some control, and he kind of has started to run with it. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Yes, exactly.
That, have you done any type of metaphysical work at all, or any meditation or anything, Amy?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'm going to ask you another question, too. How are you taking care of your body? Are you eating right? Or is that kind of going to the wayside a little bit and
yes,
not taking care of yourself as much?
Yes.
Is that okay? Well, just know that you have the angels full support, and they have been paying attention to the situation, especially those you've lost in your past with family members. They have all been surrounding you, trying to give you love and helping you with things like that. They want you to pay in particular to your body care. You have to start paying attention to yourself foremost and stop paying attention to the situation itself and start being positive instead of looking at what is reflecting to you.
Okay.
Because sometimes what's reflected to us isn't what really is. It's kind of a creation of ourself sometimes. And I know that if you surrender and release what you're holding right now, which is insecurities, and you feel he is slipping away, I feel that he is very much, you're not definitely on the same level at all with this. And have you sought out any type of counseling, spiritual counseling or anything like that?
I was going to a counselor about it, and then I stopped going to her. I've been trying to get a hold of her, but I haven't had any luck.
So he won't, did you tell me he's not going to go? Or is that what you said? I couldn't hear you.
No, well, I have for myself, but not with him.
Okay. You've been in dark corners way too long. I think it's time you come out. I know that Michael would like to see you move forward on the path toward enlightenment for yourself. He's a great angel. And it just seems like sometimes we disregard the situation and just keep going and going and going like it doesn't exist. And when we do that, it gets worse sometimes because the other one will feel ignored. And then pretty soon the communication's gone. And then the children side on one side. Other words are heard that should not be there. So you're going to have to reflect yourself out and not let the reflection come in at you. It's a very hard decision that you have to make. Do lots of research for yourself on if you can change anything about yourself to become stronger, more positive. And I feel that there's been a lot of harsh words said here. And I feel you backed up in a corner. Bring yourself out of that corner. Start showing them who you are, what you have inside. You'll be inspired by like many different things by seeing the truth. See the truth of everything. The whole situation just got twisted. I feel that he still loves you very much, but I think that because of words and communicational problems, it's gotten way out of hand and disordered, and you've gotten lost in the mix, Amy. It's a challenging situation for you, but just look at it this way. If you love him and he loves you, there's a new beginning there. But both of you will have to just let go of what you're holding. He has to be in agreement to do this as well. And if not, then you both are going to have to move forward.
Yeah, I think there's been too much damage done that I don't think we can.
Okay, he's not willing to maybe go to a counselor at all?
Well, he seems to turn things around. I mean,
he has, especially with your children. So he is pulling them to his side, and it's very hard because that the objective of children today is to love them. It's not to make them toys. We're to love our children always, no matter what. They are indeed the reflection of us. They are who we are. I think that you need to fill your life full of friends and abundance and good resources, if that's possible, to maybe should reconnect with some family members and some good friends. And if you do meditation, I think that you're not really hearing your angels, you know, and I'd like for you to start hearing them because they're asking that you start listening again. And I think that's very important because they give us words and assignments to do here. Your assignment is for yourself right now. And I will tell you this, don't ever give up on love and life. Just because this isn't working doesn't mean there isn't someone out there waiting for you later. Because you're surrounded with an abundance of friends and love. You're just not seeing a lot of that right now at this moment. And I feel that there is just a celebration possibly coming later on in your life for good things, but you have to move past this with caution and call upon your angels. You always have a guardian angel that's over your shoulder. So talk with him.
Okay.
Feel better. You need to feel better about yourself because you are a beautiful woman. And I want you to start taking better care of your body because that's been an issue. And stay out of the corners where the darkness lies because that's not where you belong. You belong in the light. You're beautiful, and you need to step out, reflect yourself out towards your children, love them unconditionally. No matter what words you hear, Amy, don't hear what is coming at you. Reflect out what you put on them. Reflect love.
Okay.
Don't let it get to you. You have to move past this. You don't want it to stay around you. The negative will just attach to you, and it feeds off of that. And that is not a good scenario for you. So if you get better care of yourself and reflect yourself with love and compassion, no matter what is said, your children will see that. You cannot change things. You can make them better for yourself. And others around you will follow.
Okay.
And I send you out with many blessings and light, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, that's a tough situation.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Tough situation. It is. There's a lot of people faced with that today. I have a lot of friends who are, and acquaintances and clients, and they're all faced with different situations of what to do in their life, and they just keep focusing on the same thing, and you have to look past that. You know, I always say walk through the door, but some people don't see the door when reality hits. You reflect yourself out.
Very true. Very true.
And that's what you get back. So she has to own herself again and love herself. Right. I really have high hopes for her. So, we have another caller waiting?
Yeah. Here we go.
Super. Thank you.
Hi, Mommy.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. How are you? Who is this?
Hi, this is Trish.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was wondering if you could give me some of your insight around where you think my relationship is going to end up.
I know that Christmas time is going to be a big play for you. I don't know whether that's I think that it's like a celebration for you. At the same time, there's sadness around that holiday. So, and I don't know why, but it seems like you kind of bogged yourself down once in a while during that time. May I ask where you're calling from? It's important for me. Connecticut. Wow, that's great. I've never spoken with anyone from Connecticut before. In your relationship, let me ask you this. Do you love this person with your heart?
I do.
Okay. And it seems to be, once again, there's a little bit of a connection problem, but yet overall, it's pretty good. But that last string doesn't seem to be tied yet. Not in a nice boat like it should be.
Right.
So I would like to maybe see both of you sit down and talk to each other one-on-one, leave everything negative on the outside, and put in love and peace and kindness to each other, and really set everything on the table as to what, without getting any anger in it, to set it away. It seems like there's not so much of that. There might be a word or two, but it's a walk away. It's a walk away. Somebody walks away, walks into another room to avoid it. That's what I get, or they walk away from the situation or don't want to talk about it. They'll just get dropped. Is that correct?
Yes, that's happened in the past.
I know that you guys have came a long way. What is it you're wanting out of your relationship?
Stability.
May I ask if you're living together?
No, we are not.
That is one thing you would like to have.
I think I would later on. It's not that important to me in the near future. Stopping the on again, off again.
Right. It's like you're together. Then your partner, let me ask you this. How do they feel about living together?
You know, we haven't discussed it.
Okay, maybe this should be set out on the table as to in order to be able to further your situation with your relationship?
Well, I think for me, I want to be more stable before I get asked that question.
Okay. So then your main question is with your partner, are they going to stick around for a while? Is it going to get better? Will you further yourself into the future with it? Are you both intense with business and work a lot, or try to be anyway?
We are.
Okay. So there's a lot of numbers. So maybe if you put yourself in the center of that, and then back to back, in the middle of the floor, turn around and look at each other. And then just hold each other's hands and say, ask your partner, what is it you want out of this relationship? And then let them ask you. And honestly, both of you need to answer. That will give you your answer. They have to be honest, and so do you. That's the only way it's going to come.
Okay. Christmas
Pardon?
Date, so then
There's,
how is Christmas there, relative?
Yes, and I have a question. On the 21st, did something happen on the 21st of Christmas?
Of October?
No, in December. What's coming on the 21st? Are there special plans or something, or a birth date? Or maybe this is when this is going to happen, just before Christmas. But they're giving me the 2-1 December 21st.
Yeah, no, the 21st doesn't mean anything to me, so I don't know.
Well, then ask your partner about the 21st, because it's in large letters for me. So I know that there is something coming. As to whether it will be, you know, the total let go of everything, put your shield down, guard down, and just literally blend into each other as one. And you're staying two. You both are partners and love each other, but you're staying as two, not one. Mm-hmm. In order to do that, you have to become one, oneness. But on the 21st, there's a significant event going to happen, or already has happened, maybe even with your partner. I would like you to ask them that.
I will.
I feel like it's going to be something good, and I feel that you're going to actually kind of jump in the ring this time instead of staying on the outside of the box. You reach in and hold hands, and it's like the connection is great. You both have a great connection. But there's that little bit, you won't let go. It's like you're so afraid, and you look down and say, it's too far down, I'll fall. But you're not going to fall. There's a bridge. You just walk and meet each other. It's very simplified. And I think that take your business sense and put it on the outskirts for a while. You both know what you have to do in life. Most importantly, your heart has to be happy in order for everything to work in motion.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Very good. Very good. Moving right along.
All right.
Let's take a really quick break and so you can catch your breath and be right back.
Okay.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Hey, welcome
we are
back to Wins. Yes, we're back. And it's a nice evening this evening. We've had great weather.
Oh, it's been beautiful.
And
everybody's out.
Very unusual.
Everybody's driving and just boom everywhere.
They are. They're out shopping, watching the game, eating, having fun with their families in the park today.
There's a game
too.
Today? What game's on today?
Uh, Well, tonight it's on. People were kind of out playing and stuff with their families and things.
Oh, I thought it was like a game.
Tonight's the Bengals. No, it's tonight. It's at 8:30 tonight. The Browns and the Bengals play. It's a big game.
Oh, really?
Are you a Browns fan or Bengals fan?
No, I'm a Browns fan. So it's a big night for Bengals fans, actually, not the Browns fans. We hope to upset them.
Oh, I hope so. I do.
Bengals are our 7-0 right now. So.
Yeah, I know. But you know how that works. They used to be called the 2-5 kids. And until starting tonight, so.
Well, I think they're
Browns fans out there.
they're paralyzed.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun game.
Send Menzel out with a rocket.
Well, it will be nice weather, so. Are they playing Cincinnati or Cleveland?
Cincinnati, unfortunately.
They're
playing at the Bengal Stadium. So. All the Bengal fans out there. But, there's been a lot of things go on. I think so many changes in people's lives right now. They're being forced to make decisions, and we don't want to make decisions. Why can't we just leave it this way? Why can't it work and just work itself out? It doesn't happen anymore. It won't happen like that. Every reflection of every person is us.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's pretty intense. Do we have another caller?
Yeah. Ready?
Yes, I am. I sure am. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. Oh, my gosh. That's a nice area out there. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It is. I love your accent already. I love it.
Oh, no.
I do. I have a friend that lives out there, and she lives around the Rhode Island area, which is a completely different area.
Yes.
So you're wanting to ask some questions this evening. What would be your question you'd like to know?
I don't know. I'm kind of getting disillusioned about finding a boyfriend, love life, and work. I'm trying to find a better job and have my son come back to live with me. It's just like I want a better life, and I'm trying.
Okay. So have you did options, as in putting your resume out there to different places?
Of course
you really
I have.
Want to work at?
Okay. I'm trying to go on the internet. I'm trying to socialize. I'm trying to put the resumes out, trying to work on different stuff. But, something's got to give.
So when you put it out there, you have to say, this is a job I want. Have you said that yet? You have to say, this is a job I want. I see it around me. It's here. I already have it. That's how we have to say it, because the universe gives us whatever we want. We're the only ones that stop ourselves by putting that stopper in front of the door where we can't open it and get stuck. It's like, I really wanted that job. Well, wanted and getting it and has it. If you already have it in your mind, that's your job. You're just ready to walk through the door with it. Is there one in particular where you wanted to work at?
Yes.
May I ask if that is the job that would make you happy then?
Yes.
Okay. In order to get your son back, are you having to have more income, may I ask that?
Yes. Well, not just that. Yes, that too, but he also just, it wasn't my fault, his dad, more manipulative.
Right. That seems to be fading out, so look for that to start fading out soon. They take their last roar these last few months before the turn starts again, where they finally let the children go, because it seems like a lot of them want to hold them and use them. Like I've said before to the other caller, children are not toys in this world. They're not to be used. They're to be loved.
Right.
And you can say that
so
to your blue.
We do have a good one.
Good.
We
That's
do.
Good. And is your son wanting to? Are you wanting to do shared parenting then?
Well, we can't do shared parenting. I mean, I see him like every other weekend. He doesn't live that close to me, over an hour away, so we can't.
Right, okay. Well, some people do drive. Just know that. They do drive. I see that you're going to have a job probably just before Christmas, maybe before Thanksgiving even. It may not be that job you want right now, but that one's also in the movement for the one you want, which would have been your first choice. So the second and third choice jobs you were asking for,
I put applications, but I forgot to give them the resume. So the two schools, I was going to run tomorrow or Monday and give the resume to add to it, maybe tomorrow night, afternoon.
That would be good.
One is one teacher aide, a teacher assistant, or a lunch monitor, or a combination of two. What do you see? Do you see any of those?
I see a teacher's aide, actually. I see you helping out with the children and stuff first. The other job will be, like, almost simultaneously offered to you. You may be switched.
Well, one is like a teacher. I don't want a one-on-one teacher aide just with one child all day. I'd rather be, like, going to different classrooms and teachers.
Yes.
Is that
what you'll get? Is that what you asked for? Then that's what you will have.
Yeah.
That's what you have.
I wanted to be like a lunch monitor and then an aide in a couple of classrooms.
This is what you have. Say, I have this job, and name the job and what you're doing, and I have it, and I can't wait to start.
Real quick, do you see my son ever moving back in with me? I am getting an apartment in December.
Good. Okay, good. Now, how old is your son?
14.
14? All right. Is he the only child you have?
Yes.
Okay. So let's work toward maybe January and February, probably after the break. Things will start to actually break for you. Things will start moving a lot more forward in that direction. Don't push.
No, I'm not pushing at all. I'm not even asking.
Good. But when it's time, then just let the words blend right in for what you would like to have. And know it's right beside you and that he's going to come. Just send him love. And I know you do. I know you do love him very much. Your situation's going to change. Allow it to change.
Do you see a boyfriend at all?
Well, I know that there are several people
companion,
you do talk to.
You know.
You do,
what?
Yes, you do talk to several people. There was one hopeful not too long ago. That didn't work out. So I would say probably not until February. Probably end of January the 30th, moving into the beginning of February.
Just one more really quick question. Yeah, there's somebody from the past that I haven't seen in months. Do you think he'll have a call just to say hi?
Probably so.
I mean, I haven't seen him in like 11 months.
Yes. I think there'll be, I'm not sure if he lives close to you or not, but.
He doesn't, no.
I think that there'll be a breakage of the tie, which means either you, if you have his number, you'll text him and say,
well,
happy holidays.
I have, but he never texts me back.
Just send him a picture of yourself and say, good morning. I wanted to wish you a happy holiday coming and many blessings. And that's all you say. And just send that through and let it go. Don't write anything else.
Yeah, he doesn't really celebrate that too many holidays, so I don't know.
Right. So just kind of tell him whatever you want then. I mean, I always tell people put their best foot forward.
Oh, I have.
Happy holidays and stuff.
With everything. Somebody told me he got married. I don't know.
Well, you'll know if you send him the picture. You'll know. But
no, I have sent him a picture of me. He never texts back. He never does anything.
Okay. Well, then maybe just wait until you actually run into him somewhere or sometime or something. Otherwise, don't get too hopeful on it. I don't think that sometimes people want to come back if they weren't happy with the situation or they question something. I think men in particular, I'm not saying anything bad about men, but I think they question things more. I think women are more fluent to go forward and put everything right out front. They want to know why and everything, which is not a bad thing. We question a lot of things in our life. Men are more passive sometimes, and that's not a bad thing either. You two may have not have been right at the right time together. So if he did get married, then let him go, be his friend, and look forward to a new man coming in. Beginning of his name will start with a B. And whether you know him or not, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure you don't. You will meet him accidentally.
All right. Will I be attracted to him at all? I mean,
yes, absolutely. It will be his eyes. You've always got Michael with you, you know. And look for some signs, you know, for that to come around for yourself. The signs are like, you know, like you run into somebody at the grocery with grocery cart accidentally. Or just when you're crossing your crosswalk and you look up and somebody's staring at you and smiling. Look for good things. A stranger starts talking to you about How are you? Are you having a great day? You know, there's all kinds of signs that lay around us. A butterfly, of course, not this time of year, but actually I saw one 2 days ago.
All right. Okay. Someone just totaled my car. Do you see it being fixed?
Pardon?
Someone just damaged my car. Do you see it being fixed?
Oh, wow. Ooh, that's probably...
I don't interrupt, but we have to move to other callers.
There was only one question. All right, thank you.
If you want to have a session with Moni, she'll give her information here in a few minutes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Best of luck with everything.
Moni, can you get information for everybody to know where to get a hold of you?
Sounds great. Sure. Well, you can get a hold of me through my cell phone, 740-463-1565. I also do phone readings long distance, and we can get in touch. And if you'd like to have a longer session, I'm running some specials right now. You can call and find out about those. And also, I'm on Facebook under Moni Cummings, and there's also a Moni's Messages that they can check out too. And just leave a comment or leave me a message and your name and how to get a hold of you, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can. Even if you live in another state, we'll get in touch and we'll get it taken care of. And especially it's the holiday time coming up, I do run specials. So, and I think that's about it for right now. Doing a lot of Reiki and things like that, healing, if anyone's interested in that too, and teaching for Reiki 1, 2, 3, and Masters. It's great things for the body for this time of year, especially with the stress of money and finances. I think it's very good for everybody to have that.
Awesome.
A Reiki session is amazing. It's like an inner body massage. It relaxes the mind and the heart and the soul. So, and you know that, Reiki. So, you know about the energy work. It's great. Do we
have another caller?
Sure. Yes, I am. Thank you. Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Moni. This is Anne in St. Louis. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, you got through. Oh, my gosh, it's great to hear your voice. Wow.
Well, I've had transformation since my mom and my sister killed herself. And I, through a lot of prayer and meditation, received great healing and total understanding and forgiveness. And it's been miraculous.
Yes.
And
what had to be done.
And what I wonder is, I did have a vision of my mom, but I have not had one of my sister. And
Not for a while anyway. So, I mean, she's a little bit busy, I should say, right now at this moment. She has a lot of still energy work that has to be done on her. She's kind of transcending still in different parts of the universe. She chose different learnings.
And the same with my mom, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Both of them
so they're together.
Are so great. They have been a couple times. They know where they're at. Each one are located in different sections, you know. But I can tell you this, that they do coincide in looking over you. And your sister is just, I mean, if she only knew the answers then that she knows now, she would have changed things for herself. Just with a lot of dark corners, and you know that for her. And it came abruptly, quickly, boom. There was, without thought, it happened. And she is very thankful for you and you going there. She appreciates your time, and so does your mom, actually. You have a great angel that governs over you, and that is Michael. He's always with you. Of course, you've talked with him before. And I know you see many arrays of colors. So look more for your greens and oranges around you, like in circular motion, back and forth. That will be more of your mom. Your sister's more of the pinks and the crystal. She's working a lot of different lights right now on different planes. She's just looks so much better.
Finding healing.
Oh, my gosh. She looks great. So much better than she did. And she's very happy now. She is better. 100%. And who is Sue or Susie in your life?
I didn't hear that. What?
Who is Sue or Susie? Who is that?
There is a Sue who's been sort of out of my life recently.
Okay, was there a conflict or something, or just...
Well, a lot of dark energy surrounding her, and I had to just kind of distance myself.
Okay, you are to help her, I believe. I'd like to see you maybe help her and give her some information. You're very knowledgeable. You're very good at what you do. And we met, let me explain to everyone, the listeners, we met 3 years ago at Serpent Mound. And Anne's energy is very amazing. And she's very metaphysical. She's a wonderful person. She's an animal lover. And she's a very caring individual for this planet to have. And she's also a teacher, but she hasn't come into full swing in that yet. But you're getting there. You are.
I'm learning. We're all learning.
Yes, we are. All of us are. We can never get enough information, that's for sure. They're telling me that you are to help Susie with some information and some resources to get her started because her heart's in the right place. But if you can at least get her some info through an email and send it with love.
Okay.
And are you wearing blue, or do you have blue around you?
No, just paint, yeah. Blue paint on me.
Okay. That would be your sister telling you this blue things. So
okay.
She likes that color, by the way, so that you're painting.
Okay.
Are you doing a painting for her?
No, I'm just trying to get stuff ready for shows. But at some point, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you probably should do that. I think you'll be very amazed and very surprised at what will come out.
Okay.
I think she'll be helping you.
I can use all the help I can get.
Oh, come on. You're great. You know it. You're a great artist.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I miss you and love you.
I love you too. I hope all's going well there, and say hi to the guys there behind the microphone.
That's Iggy. He's a great guy.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. That was an awesome lady that I met 3 years ago at Serpent Mound. And she came to the workshops and things down there. Just beautiful soul.
Excellent.
Pardon?
I said excellent. I'm listening
yes,
to your story.
Yes, it is. It is. She tried to get through before and she couldn't get through, so.
Oh, okay. That happens sometimes.
That's great.
You're popular.
Yeah.
People like your work.
Are we ready for another caller? Yeah,
sure.
I am.
Are they ready for you? That's the question.
I don't
Here
know.
We go. We'll find out.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Gina. How are you?
Good. Gina, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a little under the weather?
No.
Sounds like you have a little bit of sinuses. I wasn't sure what you were dealing with that or not. Everybody.
No, I might have a sinus headache, but nothing like coughing, sneezing, all that. No.
Okay. All right. So we're pretty much on with that one then. So, okay. Just in another way, you know, with the pressure. So you have a question for us tonight. What might it be?
Career, work. I went for an interview last week for a staffing agency they were looking for some positions in a big company, and I was really bummed that I didn't get selected. So, because I know I need to work. So do you see anything coming in for me?
Yes, I do. I want you to get yourself right back out there immediately,
okay.
If you can tomorrow. I think everything's open. It's open. The door's open. I think you just have to go and stop going, oh, no, I can't go there. I won't do that. I can't do that. Yes, you can. You can do anything you want. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is with a nurse's uniform or the uniform that I see?
Last job, I used to work around nurses.
Okay.
So I'm experiencing the health field, but I was more in the social work capacity.
Yes, right. And I know you transcended from one to the other. And it was like your dream would have been, I think, to have been a nurse. But that was very hard. And, you know, it takes a long time to do. So,
honestly, I never want to be a nurse.
It's like you have this little hat on, like they go through all the training and stuff, mm-hmm. and like you had the little uniform on and you were going up to the different patients. I don't know if you'll transcend into that later or not, but you will have a uniform on. I do know that. I know there was someone around you, either a friend, a family member, because their energy is with also a white uniform in the nursing field, similar to taking care of people, elderly people, or people in hospitals, some sort of care like that. I know that has been around you. But as far as the social, go for it. Go get it. Don't stop yourself. Don't even say that word of what if. That doesn't exist. Tomorrow you're to go out and do this.
Okay.
And
I want to transition from the social work, though. I don't,
yes.
like, I had a lot of ups and downs in that career, and it just wasn't, like, stable enough for me. And I want to transition to something else.
Yes. You mm-hmm. may get a surprise. When you open the door, another one will open for you. You're
mm-hmm.
not checking all of your resources. I feel that you think you are, but I don't think you are. I believe there are others out there that have information for you, but yet you haven't received it. It still may link to the same type of job, to be honest with you, but it may be in a different department, if that makes sense to you.
Okay. That's better than nothing, right?
Yes. And I think that you need to look at that and know that what your heart wants is what you can achieve. So tell yourself, okay, this is what I'm wanting, and I know I have it, so I'm going to go get it and bring it to me.
Right.
And
exactly.
when you make that final decision on that one, two, or three door, that final decision on what door you choose for your own career,
mm-hmm.
let your heart decide this time. It's not
right.
always about the big money. It's about what will make you happy and bring things to you.
Okay.
That's most important.
Right. It is. You're definitely right.
But get out there and wear some green. Track some good things. Wear something green tomorrow when you go out.
Okay. I actually wore green today.
Well, good. Wear it tomorrow, too.
I did.
Wear it tomorrow, too. That's great.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Go get them. Okay?
All right.
Okay, hon. Bye-bye.
Right. Well, she's fun.
Wow.
She's ready?
She needs to get it right now. It's there.
I want it now. Here we go.
I want to know now. Okay. All right. Hello?
What's up? I was just wondering when you're going to put your cock in my ass.
What was that?
I don't know. I think he said he was putting his cock in his ass.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
That was really gross. Oh, my God.
You get that from time to time.
I've not heard that yet.
Did I have to repeat that? No, but you know what? That's good. We have
Let's
to know that whilst
that.
With even with the light, there are shadow sides. So the shadow sides don't just disappear.
Let's
so.
Hit him with ultraviolet light then on that.
I didn't think he's too good. Man. He just needs to take a nap.
Good Lord.
Welcome
okay,
to Live Radio.
Zombies do come out of the night, so.
We are PG-13, so okay. Here we go.
Woo-hoo. All right, thanks, Iggy. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Mary. Did you get his number so you could call him back around 2 o'clock?
Oh, Mary.
His Skype number.
Yeah, right?
That's terrible.
Oh, I know. It's disgusting. The trolls are out tonight.
They are. Yeah.
My question is, are you picking up a move around me?
On a what? A move?
Yeah.
Where are you located at?
I'm in Florida.
Great place. Beautiful weather.
Sometimes. Too much heat.
Why are you wanting to move out of the state? That's
not
what I was getting ready to ask.
Well,
into a cooler, more the other direction in the state, I should say.
Yeah, I'd like it a little cooler, but no, that's not the move I'm contemplating, but I sometimes I like to be in two places, but no, that's not feasible right now.
Okay, so you're indecisive at this moment then.
Right. Are you seeing that happening soon?
I'm seeing, have you made up your mind? That's what I'm seeing. Have you really made up your mind?
I've got about 4 days to decide. It's kind of a pressure thing to downsize,
okay.
And I'm wondering if I should be doing this or if my finances will allow me to stay where I'm at for a while yet.
Well, it's kind of like ABC, you know, in the directory. When you go through and you look in the book or the dictionary, look up words and things, you pick out things you really like, you want to know about.
I've got my list. I've got both sides of the line down the middle, the pro
right.
and con. I'm just wondering if you were actually picking something up and if it will be beneficial or not.
I think you're nervous about this. I think you're honestly nervous about it because it is about the finances. And,
that would be the only reason I would downsize.
Right, and that's the problem right there is about the finances. So is this move going to make you really happy? Is it going to bring in good things for you?
It just might relieve some of the pressure. It's not a huge amount, but it might help somewhat, I wouldn't say happy. I would say it might relieve some of the pressure down, you know, as the months go by.
Right.
To catch up on some things, but
I think that would be good for right now.
Yeah. Physically and emotionally, it's going to be a real battle.
It's
going to
be a stress for you, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there something about the nighttime? Are you a night person or something, or to stay up, or?
Well, I do better later in the day than I do. I'm definitely not a morning person, that's for sure.
Right. So your work is better in the afternoon, late evening for that. This isn't going to be as hard as a transition as you think.
No?
It's being made a struggle. And that's because everything's been put into it as a struggle. So take everything out. Don't even put it in there. There's no struggle. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. I have a health condition that I'm concerned.
Yes.
You know, it's putting additional stress on me. I don't have a lot of help right now, and I'm wondering, it's got to take place the end of the month, right in, you know, the middle of the holiday season. So it's sometimes you can't get people lined up. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Is that the most
beneficial time? Are you taking care of your body and stuff? Are you taking care of
the forces?
Uh-huh.
Do you see any help coming, additional help?
Are you getting better care with your body? Are you taking care and eating correctly?
Yeah, I'm taking care of myself. It's just there's a chronic condition that they're not able to really resolve. So it's been
ongoing. So when you relieve your stress, when you let go of your stress, and once you're in this position, and just breathe lightly and do your meditation, the contemplation of what you want and see it around you, all over you. And it's there and it's happy.
How about
the
down the thing, road, say like 6 months or so?
6 months, there'll be another transition made. You'll feel better. You'll be able to take a step up if that makes a difference.
It will, because I want to completely leave the complex I'm in.
Yes, you do. You will.
This is what's, you know, in where I'm at. Yes. And it's the only way I can do it, you know, with the people around me who would assist are there. But it's not where I want to be. It's not serving my needs, and they're not taking care of the place.
No, they're not.
It's get the money and just get the people, you know, signed in,
and
get them in there, and then we'll worry about the cleanup later. And that don't work very well.
Just bide your time through this as a transition.
Mm-hmm.
And when the next transition starts, step into it. You're right with the 6 months.
6 months sound right to you?
Yes.
That'd be a better time maybe for finding something better.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Do you feel that...
I'm going to give you April. So that's what they said, April. Enlightenment. Be happy. Don't stress on the holidays.
6 months would probably be the best option.
Yes.
April, May. No more than that.
Nope. April's good. I think you'll also find happiness for yourself, too.
Yeah. Because I'm definitely...
I think that's very important.
This isn't it. That's for sure.
No, it's not.
This isn't it.
But there is good things coming.
Okay.
Lots of colors for you, okay? Lots of colors always.
Lots of colors?
Lots of colors around you.
Hmm.
Bring colors, okay? Put them around
you. I'm going to get some relief from the health issue.
Yes, you will. You're going to get some help. There is help coming with this.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to leave me a message on Facebook, maybe we can set something up. You know, I do energy work.
Right now, I'm not able to make any commitments, you know, as far as additional.
Just you and I talking, okay?
Okay.
It will be just you and I talking.
And what is your Facebook page?
It's under Monie Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S.
And Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-G-S.
I-N-G-S, yes. Just like Goings and Cummings, yes.
Okay, Monie Cummings.
M-O-N-N-I-E.
Yes, and that's all I have to put in Facebook, and see you there.
That's it.
And just
absolutely.
Message.
Tell me that we talked and reflect on the show that we talked, and so I know who you are.
Okay.
And we'll talk. And
sounds good, Monie.
We'll work on some energy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling, hon. Keep your chin
up. Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Great.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. You ready?
All right. Yes, I am. Next caller.
Make sure I'm not connecting somebody twice. Okay.
Especially that one. No. Hello?
All right.
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi?
We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I heard her a second ago. I'll put her back on mute unless she screams or something.
No screamers tonight, guys, okay?
All right, here we go. Let's try this number here, 451.
Ready?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you? You're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
Jessica.
Jessica. Beautiful voice. Nice
Thank
vibrational
you.
Tone.
Thanks.
Where are you calling from, Jessica?
I'm calling from New Jersey, and I had
New
a
Jersey.
Specific situation I was calling about. I just tuned in, so I don't know how you do your readings.
You just have to ask, and we'll see what comes out.
Okay. So I had a court, not exactly a court case, but I'll just call it that for lack of a better word, and I was going to file an appeal.
Right.
And maybe you could just share information related to that.
Mm-hmm.
You need more information?
Are you strong on this appeal? It's about the timing, I should tell you. It's going to be about the timing for it. Are you going to do it now or wait till after? Is it possible to wait till after the holidays?
Well, there's a time, like you have to do it within a certain amount of days. So I was going to do it within the next like I was going to just write it up tomorrow and I wanted to mail it in.
Okay. Are you stronghold on this? And you have all your facts and everything and crossed and dotted and everything and I's dotted and things like that.
Well,
everything
I'm trying to get everything together. I mean, ideally I would like a lawyer to represent me, but I haven't been able to find anybody pro bono to represent me.
Do research at the library then. You'll need to go to the library that houses all of the information of the laws. I forget what that's called, actually.
Yeah, the law library. I that's where I was going to go tomorrow, back there, just to fill out some more information. But this has been going on for some time, so I just, part of me feels like I don't even want to deal with it anymore.
Good. So you took that step forward then. No more procrastinating. So you took the step to do this. And you feel better that you did it. You feel stronger, correct?
Well, I have to take this last step, which I was a little hesitant about doing it myself, but it seems like that's the way forward.
It is, because you don't want to stop if you've made progression with it. And I feel like you're very much stronghold on this. This is the way it has to be. There's no other choices. This has to be done. Do it for the highest of good, for good intention, and know that it will work in your order. Don't think about the other side at all. Think of it as working in your order for the highest of good. Let it be done and let it be so now.
Amen. Okay, so just keep moving forward.
Keep moving forward. Do your research. They keep telling me to tell you to do your research. Keep looking. Keep listening. They'll help you. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a book doesn't kind of fall out in front of you. There'll be someone there at that library. If you look around, keep your eyes open and ask silently, will come forward and say, can I help you?
Yeah, that's what I've been praying about.
That will be a valuable resource for you. Your prayers have been answered. That's what they gave me. You must be open to this, though. Don't be afraid to look at people. Don't be afraid to say hello and look. And if someone says, can I help you, tell them what you would like to acquire. Not what you need, what you would like to acquire for knowledge. For
yourself. I'd like help in filling out the paperwork. I think I have all
the
information.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Make sure you do have everything crossed, T's and I's dotted and crossed. Don't overlook anything. That's most important.
Do you think that I was going to submit my information without the transcripts because I don't have the funds to pay for the transcripts, so I was going to submit some forms the reason why I couldn't submit the transcripts or pay for them. So do you see that going over okay with the court?
They're going to ask you why you didn't obtain a lawyer to help you. If you can't afford an attorney, they would have sent you to an appointed attorney, I believe. Can that not be possible for you?
They don't have that. Not for my type of case. They don't provide that.
Different type of case. Okay. Is there any of them that will do anything on a consignment or a payment plan?
Well, that's what I was like making phone calls. I haven't been able to find anybody for that. And then the intuition came to me because I was searching for a lawyer that would take on my case.
Right.
Because a bunch of lawyers have told me this is a lost cause as well.
Mm-hmm.
I should just move forward myself.
Yes. Just look in the law library, find your resources. If you get everything in order with the numbers, the court can never dispute that, especially if you pull up case numbers, reference to it. I think that will be valuable to you. I think I see you digging into this and really getting it and focusing on it for the highest of good, for the better of good. It's not your intent to be mean. This is a follow-through that is necessary.
Yeah. And the confusion that I deal with sometimes, because since I've kind of gone over this so many times in my head, and because it's been drawn out for a while.
Yes.
Any comments about that? I don't know if that's a way of me sabotaging myself by being confused, or if it's just that maybe I don't know.
Well, I think what it is you've kind of been consumed with fear-based thoughts, and I think you felt entrapped. Within yourself, a false sense of it all the way around, kind of circulation. I think you were focused on things maybe you shouldn't have been and other things you should have been, but know it and own it is to get it done and have it finished.
Yeah, I really want to wrap this up. Okay.
I have confidence that you're going to do this. And
thank you.
Everything will come out evenly.
It'll all be worked out. Yeah.
It will be. Do your
thank you very
okay?
much.
You're welcome. Thank you, honey.
Thank you. Bless you.
Bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
It's time for the hour.
Yes, we have. Do we still have any callers left?
That's it. We're all out.
We're all done. I had several people calling in that asked me if they could call in tonight. So.
Zero on the board.
I'm on the board.
So, the board is empty.
The board is empty. They're at the Bengals game and Browns game, Iggy.
All right. So we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, everyone, please. And have a great evening. And many blessings to all of you. Thanks for tuning in to Wings. Thank you very much, Iggy. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, hon. Bye-bye.